Amber Recker, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, rumor has it that the Ginger Kitchen and its World of Wonderful ice cream all began with a contest win.
Yeah, it's very serendipitous. In August 2010, I started a food blog, started gaining some popularity, and a fellow food blogger here in town was running a contest to win one of those small Cuisinart home ice cream makers. So I entered her contest. I won. And we started playing around with ice cream flavors and sharing it with people and realized that we were kind of pretty good at coming up with flavors that were interesting and different and that people wanted.
I bet your friends were glad that you had such thoughts.
They were. You know, it was interesting. So we started playing around with the little home ice cream maker and sharing it with people. And when we took the plunge to start the business, we reached out to 12 people who we thought might be interested in helping us get started. And all 12 of them agreed to help us get started by making an initial investment in exchange for ice cream for 6 months. They helped us refine our base. And it's a really neat process where they really enjoyed our product and were more than willing to support us. So
it's a serendipitous indeed.
Yes.
How much of an ice cream enthusiast were you and John before this brought you into the making end of the business?
I think ice cream is just universally loved. So John and I have always been big dessert people. We're foodies in general. We're epicurious. We love trying new things. And so ice cream was just a natural fit for us.
And in fact, is the Ginger Kitchen a way for you to satisfy your own passions and flavor fantasies as well as your customers?
It is. It's interesting. My husband is an artist, and typically his medium is wood and sculpture. But the ice cream is actually fulfilling his need to express himself creatively and artistically. We sit down and brainstorm all the time creative flavor combinations, and then we give them a try. So it's been an interesting way for him to fulfill his artistic passions. It's been an interesting way for me to get more and more ingrained into this kind of foodie culture appreciation for flavor combinations. So it's a really good compliment for both of us.
And what a medium.
Yeah.
What are your priorities in the creative part of the process?
You know, we sit down and we think, okay, we need something that's going to appeal to a lot of people. We need a middle ground that's going to stretch some of those people that would normally just be chocolate and vanilla. And then we need an epicurean flavor, which really stretches people and puts things into ice cream that you wouldn't normally think go into ice cream, like chocolate cayenne, which is a very spicy chocolate, balsamic fig. We had a cantaloupe Thai basil. So we're putting kind of savory herbs into our ice creams and just stretching people. We did also last year a gorgonzola candy walnut. So it was a cheese-based ice cream. And so that's really our priority when we're sitting down. How can we appeal to the masses? How can we give people something a little bit different? And then how can we tap into that foodie culture that's really looking for something special and something different that they can't get anywhere else?
Let's talk about the marketing end of things. You're in charge of the sales and marketing of the Ginger Kitchen's gourmet ice cream. What are your main methods for such a unique product?
Because we are local and focused locally, we've been able to really tap into social media. What we really want to be is that neat thing that when your family comes to visit, you say, oh man, you have to try this local ice cream. And we want you to know us well enough that you can call us and say, hey, my mom's coming to town. What do you have available? So it's really been a lot of meeting face-to-face, interacting with our followers and fans on Twitter and Facebook and on Instagram, and really word of mouth. We do the farmers market during the winter. And that was some great exposure for us. Because people who aren't on those networks were now coming through and seeing us, and we're able to talk to them. It's really important to me from a marketing standpoint that I'm able to talk to people, because I think it's pretty straightforward. We're ice cream. But when you get to know that it's the two of us and we love it and we care for it and we do it because we want to make our community better and give people something that makes them happy and give them the opportunity to support a business that's supporting other local businesses, there's a much larger story than our cute logo and our attractive pints. We originally had, like I mentioned, our 12 members. Within 3 months, there were people clamoring to get into this special club. We kept doubling and doubling and doubling, and now we're up to 350 members, and that's with never directly soliciting members. It's just people coming to us.
it certainly sounds like you two have come upon a wonderful passion, turned it into a wonderful product, and your spirit is just as sweet as your product is.
Oh, thank you. We like to think that a big part of our brand is our personality. We want to be up there with the things you have to see, do, or eat when you come to town, and I think we're slowly getting there.
Amber Recker is co-founder and owner of the Ginger Kitchen with her husband, John. She joined us today in the WBOI studios. Amber, thank you so much for sharing your sweet time with us, and happy Ice Cream Month to you.
Thank you, and thanks so much for having us on.